Point Quality Appliances, pioneer and leader in all-electric kitchens and automatic home laundries, present America's favorite family comedy, The Adventures of Ozzie and Harriet, described and starring the entire Nelson family, Ozzie, Harriet, David, and Ricky. Ozzie, seated on the living room couch with his fishing equipment spread out on the floor. Harriet? Hey, I wonder where Harriet is. Oh, here she comes.
Ozzie?
Hmm?
Would you mind getting up for a minute?
What's the matter? Did you lose something?
No, I just want to try something. I want to move that couch over to the window.
Right now?
It'll only take a minute.
Well, I'm all tangled up here. I'm trying to get this fishing line straightened out.
What's your hurry? You won't be using that for months.
What do you mean, months? Spring is officially here. Summer's just around the corner.
I thought you said last year you weren't going to do any more fishing, but the lake was all fished out.
Oh, I might have said that on the spur of the moment, but I caught a pretty nice fish Labor Day, don't you remember?
Yes, I do. Poor little thing. Now, how about getting up and moving the couch over by the window?
I don't get what you're building.
I just want to get started with my spring cleaning. And naturally, I have to rearrange some of the furniture.
Oh, I'm not.
I want to take down those drapes, too. I'll show you just for
a second. Now, wait a minute.
And the slip covers are up in the attic. I thought you could get them down today. They have to go to the cleaners.
Now, wait a minute. Hold everything. What's the big rush for all this, anyway?
You said yourself that spring is here and summer's just around the corner.
I did? I must have been thinking of another street.
Come on. This will only take a minute. Put the line down and get up and give me a hand.
Just wait a minute. You can't move the couch over by the window. What about the piano?
I figured we'd move the piano over here where the brake front is now.
Well, what about the brake front? Well, this could be endless. You're setting up a chain reaction here.
Come on. We could have it done by the time you're talking about it.
Hey, Pop, look at my gloves.
Neat, huh? Your father's busy right now, dear.
Well, hi, I'm surprised. One of the basic rules of child psychology to show an interest in what your child is doing. Now, what's he saying about the glove, David?
Oh, no, it was me. I was talking to you about the furniture.
What are you doing, Pop?
Well,
it's also considered important to tell your children the truth at all times.
Well, right at this moment, I'm trying to figure out a way to get out of moving this furniture all over the house.
And I don't think you're going to find it, so let's go. Oh, and besides, I think I see a big, healthy boy who can help you.
Oh, Mom, I'm not so big.
Oh, yes, you are. Get up off your knees. That's not going to help.
Oh, come on, I'm here.
When you find out, you'll wish you'd stayed outside.
What did I do? You didn't do anything. It's David and your father. They're afraid of a little furniture moving.
A little? Your mother's got a job lined up for us guys. It'll take all afternoon.
I sure am glad I'm small, boy.
Oh, you're not that small. Big enough to hold up your hand.
Watch your language, David.
And you know what I mean. How come you want to move the furniture, Mom?
Oh, I just want a little change. Besides, this is the time of year for it.
I was sitting here minding my own business when your mother suddenly sprang spring on me.
I didn't even know spring had sprung yet.
I'm afraid it has.
Oh, you reminded me of it with all that fishing paraphernalia.
Oh, yeah. Are we going fishing, Pop?
Oh, Ricky, don't be such a dope.
Oh, yeah? Who do you think you're talking to, David?
Who do you think you're talking to?
I asked you first. Now, never mind now.
Where you been all day, anyway? I want to play baseball.
I was over at the Randolph. I got a neat surprise, too. Mr. Randolph gave me some tickets to a show. For free.
Gee, that's swell. What's the show?
It's neat, boy. The boat show.
Oh, yeah, I saw something about that in the paper.
I thought it was for the movies or something.
What do you want for nothing? Your money back?
Well, you tell Mr. Randolph was very nice of him, Rick, but we'll have to make it some other time.
You mean we can't go?
Well, I don't think those boat shows are very interesting.
Oh, Pop.
Well, you know what they have there. Nothing but a lot of boats.
Well, I like to look at boats.
I think it might be fun to go over there one of these days. Especially since you have the tickets.
You really think so?
Yes, I do. I understand it's very interesting. Even if you can't afford to buy a boat, it's still fun to go over and look around. It's very educational, too.
Might be pretty good at that, Pop.
I think so. Why don't we all go over tomorrow afternoon?
What's the matter with today?
Well, your father's going to move the furniture around for me this afternoon.
Oh, yeah, I want to see the show.
But so do I. And there's no reason on earth why we can't go tomorrow, is there?
Well, sure. Today's the last day.
Today?
You mean today?
Sure, today.
Well, why don't you say so? Of course we'll go if you insist, Harriet.
It's okay by me, but I didn't realize.
Yes, sir, I wouldn't miss that old boat show for anything.
Idea, Ricky.
It sure was, Rick. It was a wonderful idea.
Oh, David, stop kissing me.
Come on, Rick, let's go. We'll be shoving off in about 5 minutes.
I've been shanghaied.
Now I can't see the lake. It's a pretty good-sized boat, you know.
Could you go way out in the ocean with this pot?
Oh, sure. As I imagine so.
Yes, indeed, Sonny. You could cruise all the way around the world in this baby.
I beg your pardon?
Oh, I'm sorry. I just overheard you admiring my cruiser. She's a beauty, isn't she?
Holy smokes, is that here?
No, not yet.
Oh, are you going to buy it?
No, I'm afraid not. Not actually, that is, but I just kind of feel like it's mine. My favorite of this year's show.
Oh, I suppose you've come to all the shows?
Oh, yes. And this is about the best I've seen yet. And this little baby right here, well, she's what I call the answer to a sailor's dream.
Yeah, that does look pretty sturdy.
Oh, yes. Beautiful, strong, seaworthy. This baby will stand any kind of weather.
I imagine it can get pretty rough out there in the high seas, too. Particularly in a storm.
Well, it's no place for a land lover, that's for sure.
Have you ever had any narrow escapes out of sea?
Me? Oh, no, Sonny. I've never been on a boat in my life. Except once in a rowboat.
And don't you work on a boat?
No, I work for the gas company. Boats are just kind of my hobby.
Oh, it's funny. I just assumed that
I was an old salty.
No.
I guess you must think I'm a little bit touched in the head or something.
No, not at all. I know exactly what you mean. In fact, I'm a bit of a dreamer myself sometimes.
Me too. I even have nightmares sometimes.
I imagine the guy that buys this yacht will have a nightmare just keeping up the payment.
Yeah, that's one of the reasons why I keep dreaming. Gasoline costs so much less that way.
That's for sure. Well, come on, Rick. Well, it's been nice talking to you.
Thank you. Same to you. And happy dreams to you both.
That was pretty interesting, wasn't it?
Certainly was. It must be lots of fun sailing on one of those boats. Yes, I'm afraid I could be talked into it pretty easily if I had the leisure time and the spare change.
Ricky and I were talking to a guy in there who had the whole problem solved. He bought any boat he wanted and sailed it anywhere he wanted to go.
What was he? A millionaire?
No, he was a dreamer. He worked for the gas company. I don't know whether he's been inhaling some of the fumes or something. But he was really living it up out there, talking about the boat he didn't own and the seas he didn't travel.
Kind of like you talking about the fish you don't catch.
Yes, I sense that he and I were sort of kindred spirits.
I hope I have a boat someday. Me too, boy. I'd be satisfied with just a small one.
That's the trouble with you, David. No ambition.
I think David's being very practical and realistic.
Sure would be neat to have a boat of our own up at the lake.
Yeah, what at that?
Why don't we build a boat of our own?
Oh, I don't know.
Are you kidding?
I'm afraid that's too big a project.
I never heard of building a boat.
I do think that'd be quite an undertaking.
It's no easy job.
I saw some plans in a magazine, and it looked like a cinch. A cinch to build one of those big yachts?
He's talking about a yacht. I mean a rowboat.
A rowboat, that's the trouble with you, Ricky. No ambition.
Now, that might not be such a bad idea at that. We use it for fishing. Boy, wouldn't old Thorny be jealous if he saw we had a boat.
At least until he saw the boat.
Why don't we do it, Pop?
Well, it'd be a lot of hard work.
We could do it. Sure we could. I'll be first mate. Mine could be the cook.
Well, thank you. Which way's the galley?
Down below, ma'am.
Naturally, because of seniority, I'll be the skipper.
Naturally.
I'll be the lookout. Look out, you don't fall overboard. Ahoy there! Mermaid sighted on the starboard bow.
Land ahoy!
Avast, sea hearty. We're coming to port. Back in just a moment. Hot summer weather is rough, really rough, on old refrigerators. So, if your refrigerator has seen its best days, take heed it doesn't have a heat stroke trying to struggle through the next 3 months. For once it conks out, its value is almost nothing. That's why it'll pay you to trade now, while it still has value. Trade now on a new Hot Point Superstore refrigerator and get more refrigerator value than you ever dreamed possible. First, listen to these features, and then I'll give you the price to compare. This Hot Point Superstore is a 9-cubic-foot refrigerator with a big, full-width freezer compartment that holds 38 pounds of frozen food. There are 3 big door shelves, one of which is a shelf especially designed to hold more than a dozen eggs. New lift-a-cube ice trays eject ice with a touch of a finger. And 2 roomy, high-humidity drawers keep fruits and vegetables crisp and fresh. There's a full-width chiller tray, and all the shelves on this Hot Point are of light, easy-to-clean aluminum. The price? Only $289.95. Why, it simply isn't good business to risk your old refrigerator giving you costly trouble this summer when you can get a Hot Point refrigerator like this for only $289.95. And, of course, easy terms are available. So see your Hot Point dealer. In most cities, he's listed in the classified telephone directory. Remember, always look to Hot Point for the finest first. Plenty of activity in the Nelson garage for the past few days, and it looks like the shipbuilding firm of Ozzie and Sons is now in business. Of course, their first effort's only a rowboat, but who knows where they'll go from there? After all, James Watt started out with a tree and a bicycle shop. Yes, this rowboat may be the first of a large fleet bearing the name of Commodore Nelson. Well, mate, shall we knock off the after chow?
Okay, Skipper.
Do you think there's any faint resemblance to a boat here?
I think it looks well.
Sure does.
I think we'll be finished, Pop.
Oh, another week or so. There's still quite a bit to do. We've got to sand it down and paint it.
Then we can try it out, huh?
Yeah, we might even drive up to Lake Tahatchapuku for the test run.
Hey, that'd be great, Pop.
Yeah?
What are we going to name the boat?
Oh, I don't know. Frankly, I haven't thought about that yet. You fellas got any suggestions?
How about naming it after me? Okay, little man, we'll call it the Shrimp Boat.
How about the Neptune? That's a pretty good name for a boat.
Yeah, that sounds good. We ought to have a long Christmas with a bottle of champagne. Yeah, like you do on the newsreel.
Well, champagne's pretty expensive stuff. And those bottles are pretty heavy. Maybe you better just use a carton of milk.
Sure, it's going to be swell having our own boat. Yeah, we won't have to rent one anymore. I want to go over to that island and see what it looks like. I bet there's a lot of caves over there, boy. I'd like to explore them.
Heck, with our own boat, we can roll all over the lake.
You know, boys, it might not be a bad idea to buy a little outboard motor.
Gee, do you think we could, Pop?
I think we'd better. I've got a handful of blisters just listening to you guys.
How about building a cabin so we can sleep on the boat?
No, I'm afraid it isn't quite big enough for that.
Ricky thinks we got the Queen Mary here.
Well, if we spend a few more weeks on it, we can have a pretty fancy boat here.
Where do I tell Izzy Schwartz? He's always bragging about his uncle. Such a big man in the Navy.
What was he, a captain or something?
No, he was a pole vaulter.
A pole vaulter?
I think so. Izzy says he was always jumping the ship. Yes, boy. You mind if I come aboard?
Oh, heave to there. Stand by for the mess sergeant or the cowmaster or the whatever they call
him. I just wanted to report that lunch will be ready at 12:30 bell.
Oh, good. What do you think of Neptune?
Oh, is that what you're going to call it?
Yeah. Do you like the name?
Well, it's not bad, but... Don't they usually give a boat some girl's name?
Well, yes. Sometimes boats are named after a certain girl.
Of course, Neptune's all right, but I was just offering a suggestion.
Oh, sure. And it's a very good suggestion, too. Think about it for a moment. Girl's name.
Well, there's nothing really wrong with Neptune, but he asked me
yes,
what I
yes,
thought.
Yes, that's true. How about Seaweed Sally?
You can do better than that.
Well, let's run down the alphabet. Alice, Barbara, Kathy, Carol, Dorothy, E, Edith, F, Francis, G, Gloria, I, Inez.
You left out H.
Oh, yes, H. Hannah, Hortense,
Harriet.
Oh, yes, that's right. Harriet, Inez, Janet.
All right, we'll call it the Neptune.
I kind of thought you'd get to like that name.
Pompey knows a lot of girls.
You boys had better run in and get cleaned up for lunch.
Okay, Mom.
Harriet, take a good look at our yacht here. It's really coming along pretty good.
I know, I'm amazed. It really looks wonderful.
Oh, thanks. It's been a lot of fun, too. Boys get such a bang out of it. They're taking it real salty. You think they're a couple of old sailors.
Oh, I'm sorry.
What's that?
Well, I just noticed the yachting cap and the turtleneck sweater. Where did you get those?
This morning. Just sort of a gag. I figure as long as I'm a seafaring man, I might as well look the part.
Oh, you look very dashing, dear. Sort of like Al Flynn.
Oh, thank you. Perhaps. Well, they tell me there's a man downtown above the bus station who does a very fine tattoo job. Needles Harrigan, I think his name is.
Oh, that's nice to know.
Have you ever heard of him?
No, I haven't, but then I don't usually read the art section of the paper.
Well, if you're ever worried about what to get me for my birthday or anniversary, he'll tattoo an entire battleship on my chest for only $25.
Well, I'll keep that in mind. Now, how about the lunch situation?
I'd like to get mine a little late, if you don't mind. There are a couple of things I'd like to finish up here.
Okay, don't be too long.
No, I won't. Oh, hi, Barney. What was all the noise? I'm just sawing off this board.
Oh, for a moment I thought you were singing.
Come on in, sit down if you can find a place.
Oh, so that's what you've been building. I was wondering what was going on over here.
Yeah, we've been really going to town. How do you like it so far?
Not bad at all.
Oh, thanks.
Catherine's been looking all over for one of these.
She has?
Yeah, she wants to plant strawberries in it or something.
Who ever heard of planting strawberries in a rowboat?
Rowboat? I thought it was one of those old wooden bathtubs.
Okay, Tony, I know you have to make your cornball jokes about everything, but what do you really think?
Not bad, Art. You're making this yourself, huh?
Yeah, well, as the boys and I.
I suppose you got the idea from Joe Randolph.
Well, no, don't tell me he's building a boat, too.
Well, I thought you'd heard. He's buying a cabin cruiser.
A cabin cruiser?
Yeah, he showed me some pictures of it the other night. It was a real beauty. Pretty big boat, too. It takes four people.
Gee, a boat like that's going to cost a fortune, isn't it?
Well, I guess it's pretty expensive, but Joe tells me he's been saving quite a while for it. They may take a cruise down the Gulf of Mexico this summer.
Oh, that ought to be a great trip. Of course, I'd hate to think of the expense he's going to run into. Upkeep on those things must be terrific.
Yeah, but if they get a lot of pleasure out of it, I guess it's worth it. You know the old saying, you can't take it with you. You might as well enjoy yourself while you can.
Oh, sure. Yeah, I got a little rowboat here. I know it doesn't look like much, but if we get some fun out of it, that's all that's important.
Of course.
I figure we can take it up to Lake Tahatchapuku this summer and have a wonderful time.
You actually figure out putting this boat in the water?
Well, naturally, that's why we're building it.
I guess it's okay. After all, you and the boys are pretty good swimmers.
Sorry, this boat is perfectly safe. I followed the directions to the letter, and it's as good as any other boat.
Okay, Oz, I believe you.
Now, it's not a big cabin cruiser, but we've had fun working on it.
That's right. You've had fun. You've enjoyed yourself. I bet it's been wonderful for the boys. Must be quite a thrill to build your own boat.
It is. He's gotten a big kick out of it.
Sure, everybody's had a good time. Now, why spoil it by putting the boat in the water?
I happen to have a lot of confidence in this boat, Thorny. And when we're up there on the lake, don't come splashing out in your water wings and try to bum a ride.
Well, come on in, Skipper. Here, take a load off your seat. Your lunch is in the oven. Did you get some more work done?
No, I wanted to, but I didn't get a chance. Thorny stopped by, and you know him. He gets talking, and you can't shut him up.
What did he think of the boat?
He thought it was a bathtub.
A bathtub?
You know what a corny sense of humor he has. Besides, he's such an envious guy.
Oh, really? I hadn't noticed that.
Oh, sure. But somebody gets something he doesn't have, and right away he starts knocking it. You just don't see him as often as I do. Comes over here gloating about Joe Randolph's new boat.
Don't tell me Joe's building a boat, too.
Joe build a boat? Not old Five Thumbs Randolph. He's buying one. A cabin cruiser. You ever heard of anything so ridiculous?
For goodness sake, I know that Joe's always talking about buying a boat, but I never really thought he was serious.
Well, apparently he is this time. But I'm afraid he's going to find himself in a little trouble when all those expenses start piling up. Probably won't even speak to us now he's a big yacht owner.
Well, we've got a boat, too.
Yes, that's true.
And we can have a lot of fun in it.
Oh, I don't know. Maybe we'd better not try to take it up to the lake.
What do you mean?
Oh, I just don't think it'd be a very good idea. When you really look at it closely, it looks kind of flimsy.
Well, it doesn't either look flimsy. It's very well built.
No, you don't have to kid me, Harriet. Whatever gave me the idea I could build a boat in the first place? Boys must think I'm off my rocker.
Nothing of the sort. They've been having a wonderful time. Have they said anything to you about it?
No, they've been very kind about humoring me. They call me Skipper, and they really try to go along with old Dad's weird fantasies.
Oh, that's a lot of nonsense.
I wonder who that is.
I'll get it.
No, you stay here. I'll get it. Mr. Nelson?
Yes?
I'm from the gas company. I was reading your meter, and I happened to see that boat in the garage.
Oh, as well as... Say, haven't we met before?
I was just going to ask you the same thing.
The boat show.
Yeah, right.
This is pretty corny, but it's a small world, isn't it?
Yeah, it certainly is. I see the boat show gives you a few ideas.
Oh, well, it's really nothing very exciting. Won't you come in?
Oh, no, thanks. I just wanted to tell you I think you've done a swell job. Have you built many boats?
Well, no, this is my first attempt.
You're kidding.
No, honestly.
Well, that's remarkable. You've really done a terrific job. Of course, I'm not an authority, but boats are my hobby. I think I can tell a good one from a bad one.
Well, gee, thanks. It's nice of you to say that. I remember from our little conversations you're very interested in the subject.
I've always gotten a big kick out of anything pertaining to the sea. Have my room decorated like a ship's cabin. I even live on Schooner Avenue.
If you live up to Lake Tahatchapuco and we're up there, I'd be very happy if you take a boat ride with us.
Oh, well, that's nice of you, but to tell the truth, the only time I was ever on a boat, I got terribly seasick. Oh, that's really a shame when you like boats as much as you do.
Well, as long as they write books and paint pictures of the sea, I'm happy.
Well, I guess you're right at that. Well, I better get back to my work. I've enjoyed seeing you again, Mr. Nelson.
Oh, thanks. It's a nice thing you do.
Good luck with the boat.
Thank you. So long.
Who was that?
Oh, just a fellow boat enthusiast.
Hi, Skipper.
Hi, Skipper.
Oh, hi, mate.
Any orders, sir?
Yes, I have, mate. At 2 bells, I want all hands on deck. We'll work until 6 bells, hit the sack at 9 bells, hit the deck at 8 bells, and work again until 5 bells. I want to be ready to sail next Sunday at 10 bells on the good ship Harriet H.
Aye, sir.
And in case you're wondering, your old man has got bells in his back.
Back in just a moment. If you could buy something wonderful for your home and pay for it out of the money it saves you, you'd be mighty interested, wouldn't you? Well, that's exactly what you can do when you have a Hot Point Food Breather. It actually pays for itself in savings. It saves you money because you can buy in larger quantities. Saves you time and work because you go to the store less often. And food waste is practically eliminated because you can freeze and store leftovers for future meals. And to save space, too, there's the beautiful new Hot Point Upright Food Freezer. To find the food you want is as easy as taking a book from a shelf. Hot Point Food Freezers are available in duct-type models, too, in 8, 11, 15, and 23 cubic foot sizes. See them at your Hot Point dealer, who's also a good man to see for the finest in ranges, refrigerators, dishwashers, disposals, water heaters, automatic washers, clothes dryers, rotary ironers, and dehumidifiers. Remember, always look to Hot Point for the finest first.
you're still working on your boat.
Yeah.
I think I know where you got off on this kick. It was the boat show, wasn't it?
Well, I guess the show did give me a few ideas.
To tell you the truth, I kind of caught the bug myself.
You're kidding.
Nope. In fact, I'm starting work on a boat of my own tomorrow.
Honestly, Barney?
Yep. Got my tools and everything.
Well, that's great. Say, if we both have rowboats, we can have a lot of fun.
Ray, who said anything about building a rowboat? I'm working on a sailboat.
A sailboat? Down here, you're going to sail a sailboat.
The only logical place in our bathtub, of course.
Drive by Hot Point Quality Appliances, pioneer and leader in all-electric kitchens and automatic home laundry. Next week, Ozzy and Harriet will be brought to you by Listerine, the most widely used antiseptic in the world, and Listerine Toothpaste. Appearing in support of Ozzy and Harriet were their two sons, David and Ricky, John Brown, Arthur Q. Bryan, and yours truly, Vern Smith. Original music was composed by Billy May. Be sure and watch The Nelsons on television, too. The Adventures of Ozzy and Harriet is the new comedy hit of the season. Consult your newspaper for time and channel. I'm sure that the many friends of the Nelson family will be happy to know that there's a fine story about them in the current issue of Look Magazine. There's some wonderful action pictures of the entire family. That's the current issue of Look Magazine. Remember, for the best in radio entertainment, keep tuned to your ABC station. This is ABC Radio Network.